Welcome to another episode of the Gym Closet. It is Monday, May 14th. Is that right?
Yes.
Nice. Okay. So it is May 14th, day after Mother's Day. We are finishing up the day in the gym today. And today we have an awesome interview with Chris Lowe. He is the owner of Situation Films, and he has a lot to talk about. This is an awesome interview, and we'll just go ahead and dive right in. But first, please, if you enjoy this content and all of our other episodes, please go on, subscribe on iTunes to The Gym Closet, jump on to IG, give us a follow on IG, and if you're jumping on, go to Crave Gym and give Crave Gym a follow as well. But here is Chris Lowe.
Yeah, that's crazy. I could have been. I forget that I worked there for a while.
Yeah.
Forever ago.
Many years ago. We were all in different places then.
Right. All right. Today, we are welcoming into the Gym Closet Chris Lowe, owner of Situation Films, which is a videography company. He is an entrepreneur and a buff ninja. And professional pizza eater, is that right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Nice. Absolutely.
Awesome. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you. Today, I am honored.
Today we're going to chat a little bit about what we have going on this season. Is Chris is an athlete here at Crave Gym as well, and so he knows a little bit of the season. This season, you know, we're working on furthering education and really concentrating on what makes you successful and what you can continue to be successful. So what we're going to do in the next couple episodes here is bring in some entrepreneurs that have built a successful business and kind of talk about what makes that happen and kind of what goes into that entire thing. So before we get into that, what's up, Chris?
Man, not much. I am honored to be here, sir.
Appreciate you stopping in.
Yeah. You know, honestly, it's awesome to be here just because of the fact that, like, you know, we met many, many years ago, and we both used to work out at Gold Gym and stuff like that, and now you got your own facility. We both have our own businesses. I work out here. I love it here.
Hell yeah.
The environment here is awesome. What you've built here is pretty awesome, and I think, you know, for me, I think just seeing my peers be successful is just as exciting for my own success as well.
You know, hell yeah,
that
definitely.
Helps, you know, that helps me, you know, drive and motivate myself, you know, every day. It's all like, you
for
know,
sure.
I don't get to show up here every day because I do have a pretty, you know, heavy schedule sometimes.
Right.
But, you know, it's kind of cool to come in and it's, you know, this isn't like a Lifetime. This isn't, you know, Gold's Gym. This isn't a Planet Fitness. This is something that, you know, like a homie, you know, built from the ground up.
Hell yeah, that's awesome, man. No, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. It's all, you know, it's in the atmosphere, the culture that we've created is because of, you know, guys like you and the reason that we can, you know, you walk in, you know, everybody and that's the culture that we want to do. And that's the positive, you know, motivating atmosphere that we wanted to create. And hopefully, you know, that we continue to create that into the future. And it's guys like you that come in and bust ass that help that happen. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
It's so cool. I love it. Like the environment here, especially just like the team atmosphere. I think that's what really sets you apart. I mean, besides the facility itself is really unique. You know, you get your weight room, your endurance area, you know, agility, all that stuff. But,
definitely.
You know, just the camaraderie is really, really cool. I think that's
hell
what
yeah.
really, really like kind of like does it for me. I don't actually ever join the group classes just because of bad knees.
Not
that
yet.
Stuff, whatever.
Not yet.
Not yet.
You're going to work his way in, right?
I got to put in work. But, you know, seeing everyone, you know, high five and they're, you know, saying really kind words and stuff. I think, you know, just I think both of us know that in the fitness industry, we see a lot of like people that are just hating on others, you know, on other people's success. And when I get to see firsthand right in front of my eyes, people saying, you know, good job. That's awesome. You know, other people see other people's success and they drive that. And I think that's what really sets it apart. And that's what really does it for me. And that's why I continue to obviously like support what you do. And, you know, it makes me feel good about like, hey, you know what? Why don't you go join, you know, Crave? Because of this. I can list off 100 things that I love about this place.
Hell yeah.
You know? Yeah, I think if you can just continue to do that, that would just set you apart, you know, all over town, you know. And now, I don't know if you can announce it or not.
But oh yeah, I know we got the second. Yep, we got the second location rolling. I think we've already made that announcement on here. So that's officially going in over in Waukee here. Hopefully, in the next couple of months, we'll have that busted open and continue to grow over there. You know, and continue to grow the team. So, and the big thing that we want to concentrate on here, you know, and we've talked about this before in the podcast, not only do we want you to be successful in the gym, but we want you to be successful out of the gym. And you're somebody that has been successful out of the gym, pushing yourself. Tell me a little bit about where you started, where you came from, and what you have accomplished to be where you are today, and kind of just give me what's your background, what's your story.
Ooh, buddy, that's a loaded one right there.
Right.
I'll give you the condensed version so that we're not here for 4 or 5 hours or anything like that.
You know?
Yeah. I started my company about 5 years ago, a little over 5 years ago. And actually, this year marks 5 years when I quit my full-time job. So March 2013 was when I quit my final full-time job working for somebody else.
How scary was that for you?
Terrifying.
Yeah.
Absolutely terrifying.
Sure.
You know what? Just to give you a little piece of, like, the second month in, I was in complete panic mode. Like, I didn't have any clients. I didn't have any, like, connections. I only had literally a phone to record everything on, and I was editing everything on a phone.
No shit.
Like, you know,
yeah,
like,
that's awesome.
You would see me now when I roll in with, like, all this, like, equipment, like tripods, lights, and, right, you know, thousands of dollars worth of equipment. You would never know that, like, I started out, you know, just filming on a phone and stuff like that. And it's funny because when I first started, I actually filmed my first wedding on a phone, and I also did a couple different commercials for a clothing company on my phone and everything like that. And those are still posted on YouTube. So if you dig deep in the vault, you'll be able to find them. And it's actually really funny. But also, like, I actually look back on that, look at those videos, and I'm like, man, you know, I'm doing so much cooler things now, and I get to work with all kinds of cool companies. I would say that, you know, some of the bigger accomplishments that I've had is, like, I've worked with, like, companies like Audi and Volkswagen, and I've worked with lots of charitable organizations, you know, like, well, first of all, like, Gigi's Playhouse, which is the Center for Down Syndrome here, which, you know, Pierce is, you know, a part of, and you
definitely
guys are a part
of, yeah,
and everything, and that family and that network, is which is awesome. I've actually donated my time to them for quite some time now, and CF Foundation, I'm involved with that. But I think where it all started was, I think 5.5 years ago, so it was 6 months before I quit my job, I remember I was in, like, the lowest of my life, and I was homeless. For a fun fact, I was homeless. I was sleeping on people's couches. I was sleeping in my car. I was in and out of Walmart parking lots, actually Target parking lots, stuff like that, and really just, like, scrounging for change, and really, I was just like, man, I do not want to live like this, you know? And part of it was, I put myself there as well. You know, I got in trouble with the law and stuff like that, and kind of put myself into some very, you know, sticky situations. But I had all the opportunities in front of me to do well in the corporate world, and I had all the opportunities to do well in the sales world, stuff like that. But there's just something that just was not really clicking with me. And I remember I was making funny little, like, clips in the cell phone store I used to work in. And somebody was just like, dude, you're, like, really good at editing, and, like, you know, you're popping up in different places in the store and stuff. It's like, you should probably, like, look into doing more stuff like that. And I was like, all right, well, that's cool.
Yeah.
And then I was part of 22nd Street Barbell, and Wes actually just reached out, and he's like, hey, you know, you just want to come down and make a cool video and, you know, just throw something together we can put on the site or something.
Sure.
Or on Facebook, whatever. And I was like, yeah, sure, why not? And it ended up awesome.
That's, like, awesome.
I totally impressed myself. Like, I like, just dove head first into it. And I was all like, I'm going to learn how to do slow-mo on this thing. Because, like,
right,
I think the iPhone 5 just came out with, like, slow-mo. And I was like, oh, I'm totally doing that, you know?
Okay, yeah,
and,
yeah.
Like, I have zero formal education on how to do videography and photography.
Sure.
I would say that I've always just been hands-on. And I actually failed out of college. Not saying you shouldn't go to college. It wasn't for me. It's not for everyone normally. Or not normally, but it's not for everyone. And sometimes, you know, people like me and
if you don't, PSA, if you don't need it, it is a fucking racket.
It is ridiculous.
It's crazy.
It is a fucking waste of money to me. Yes. Like, I mean, for me, especially personally, and other entrepreneurs I've talked to, not to say that a formal education to get a degree and all that stuff is not good. Some people can learn social skills. They can learn valuable
and
skills.
And there's, there's industries that you have to have it. You know, yeah. Mine being one of them. Unfortunately, you know, in the fitness industry, unfortunately, there are, you know, you can learn hands on and you can do the research, but anymore now, we've talked about this 100 times, but the IG model that now sells programs that are copied from guys like me who have, you know, the knowledge and the formal education that we spent thousands and thousands and thousands, and we're still paying thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on, and they, you know, they look good, they got some abs, they throw up a picture, and they sell a program that they probably got from someone like me.
There's so much stuff out there. It's all recycled from other people. Right. It's crazy. And it's crazy. Like, that's why, you know, when, like, just kind of off tangent, it's like, it's been hard for me to find like a good program. Cause like there's people out there that just recycle programs after program after program.
Definitely.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's really hard to even know like what's actually authentic and what actually is going to work. Because I discovered, you know, from being a competitive powerlifter for so long is that, you know, first of all, you just got to put in the work. Like, that's really number one key. And two is, you know, find yourself a good coach that's actually going to, like, do something for you.
Give a shit.
And give a shit. Exactly. Sure. And actually, that kind of, like, goes into what, like, accelerated my business was that I started to discover people that actually gave a shit about me. You know?
Awesome, yeah.
I cannot say 100% that I did this alone. I did this with the support of, like, all my friends, my family, even at times my quote-unquote friends were the ones that are actually secretly hating, and now they're like, oh, hey, good job, you know?
Right.
But, you know, that's a totally different story. But I did not do this by myself. I found people that mentored me. I found people that had more education than I did, that were better at what I did. And even to this day, I still have people that I look up to that, you know, are personal friends. They're, you know, they're connections from all over the country, if not part of the world, that continue to drive me and help me improve my craft. You know, I believe 100% that if I'm not practicing or if I'm not continuing to practice what I do on a daily basis, like, I'm just going to be left behind because my competition on a day-to-day basis is getting ahead of me if I don't do something about it.
Right.
You know, if I sit on my butt and do nothing, yeah, I'm going to be left behind every time.
That's a big thing about what we're trying to do this season is, you know, talking about furthering your education and talking about taking initiative to put yourself in a better position. What, you know, without formal education, what did you do to further yourself, to further your knowledge? And what was some of those hands-on steps that you took to really dive in and get your skills up and, you know, get you the knowledge that you needed today?
I would say that one of my biggest resources was YouTube. Seriously, like 100%, sure. Like, I spent hours just looking up information on the internet and especially on YouTube because, like, I'm a very, like, hands-on person. So once I actually finally was able to invest into a new camera for, like, myself, because fun fact, I actually filmed my first wedding and a few commercials with my phone. Then I borrowed a camera, learned a little bit on that, and filmed a whole new wedding, and then they paid me for that one, and I went and bought a camera. And so what I did was I looked up what was relevant to that camera and how to, you know, adjust the settings, how to make things look a certain way, and, you know, not to get too technical, but, like, I had to figure out, like, how do I make my shit look like better shit, you know?
Right.
Like, how do I make it look like,
without that again,
not Steven Spielberg style, but, like, how do I make it look as good as the people that I'm looking up to?
Right.
You know, so I'm like, how do I make it look, you know, like a cinema style or this, that, or how, you know, like, what does 60 frames per second mean and things like that? There's a lot of technical knowledge that I actually gained for free, just on the internet. You know, that's
right.
A huge resource, especially when I was working basically a 9 to 9, you know, every day at a gym, you know, 12 hours a day. Not even having a choice to, or, like, honestly, just not even making a lot of money doing that. I couldn't go, like, get, you know, or pay for classes and show up to places and give someone money to be like, hey, teach me what I need to do.
Right.
You know? So pretty soon I just started producing more work. I went out and just shot by myself. I even just, you know, rolled around town to, like, from sunset to, like, morning times to, like, you know, figure out, like, how the lighting works and, you know, how's the sun and how the shade affects, you know, all kinds of different shots.
And that's just straight passion and hustle. I mean, yeah. you put in the time,
yeah,
right?
Like, I mean, those hours aren't paid for.
Right.
You know, like, I think people really fail to understand that there's so many hours that I don't get paid for to do what I do and to be good at what I do. And
I think that's entrepreneurs in general, or anybody that's successful in general. You're not going to be paid hourly for all the shit that's required to be the best at what you do.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's going to be the biggest thing that, you know, that we'll stress as entrepreneurs, I think, is there is a million things that we've done off the clock to make us better at what we do that has ultimately put you, I think, in the place that you ultimately are successful.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm probably going to butcher this quote from a friend of mine, but this person told me, it was like, I would rather work 80, 90 hours, you know, a week rather than die making a paycheck at 40 hours a week, you know?
Right.
That's so profound. You know, it's like, why would you put yourself in that position? Why would you want to work that many hours a week and half of that not even being paid for? But then I realized when you look deeper into that, you see so many people that show up to jobs that they fucking hate. They show up every day on the grind, you know, like not even on the grind. It's the rat race. They get on the interstate. They hate themselves on the way because they're
right.
Like, this Dodge Stratus is in my way. He's not going fast enough.
Right.
So you're already mad when you get to work. Then already it's like, I'm not even paid enough.
Yep,
to be here, and they're only working 4 hours a week. They leave at 5 o'clock every day, and then they go home and they're like, what the fuck did I do today?
Exactly. You know? And that goes into the same kind of cliche quote that you hear, you know, find a job that you have a passion for, that you love doing every single day, and you weren't you won't work an hour in your life. And so, like, same thing with me. I'm nonstop thinking, researching, reading, you know, nonstop in my field. But I'm, you know, I might be, you know, if I would actually calculate the hours that we put in, you know, Amber and myself and, you know, a lot of our coaches that are helping out, you know, all of us are going to be putting in hours and hours of time. Shit. I mean, how long are we awake? We're awake probably, what, 24? We're awake. See, this is the problem on this podcast is I try to do math in my head and I don't have a calculator in front
of
me.
Man, I'm not good at math either.
Call it 15 hours.
Yep.
We're probably working 14 hours a day.
Yeah.
But we don't. I mean, you don't see that on the schedule. You're not clocked in for 14 hours a day. You know,
you know,
and that's the thing.
I'm extremely thankful now that I do have a little bit more time to spare to take some time to actually, like, take time for me now.
Right. Right.
You know. But, you know, that doesn't mean that, like, you know, the last 4.5-5 years I haven't worked my butt off to be able to get 6 months, like maybe this year, that I can go and actually, do you know what, here's a good example. I had 14 weddings last year. Okay, put that in perspective for a second, because it's all during the summer months. We get, what, 3-4 months
right
at that time.
Yeah,
you know, I'm gone for almost every one of those weekends.
Right.
I don't get to enjoy, like, farmer's market. I don't get to enjoy, like, time with my friends. And then, you know, even when I get to, like, let's say hang out with them on a Sunday during the day, I'm right back to what I'm doing right on Monday. You know,
right.
Like, I get maybe 4 or 5 hours in a whole week to be like, oh, I can kick back. And then all of a sudden my mind starts kicking in. It's all like, oh, hey, by the way, you still got to go back to work tomorrow, man. We got to grind. We got to do this.
Right.
You know, this is, you know, as an entrepreneur, as an independent business owner, your paycheck isn't guaranteed all the time. You
right.
know, this could all come crashing down at any point in time.
Yep.
You know, something somewhere could stop you, you know. And I think the beauty of it all is that I fucking love that risk.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think that's really scary for a lot of people. A lot of people love to go to their jobs 40 hours a week because it's security. It's safe, you know? But even then.
I mean, that's what I was going to say. I think it was Jim Carrey who was he quoted, he said something about his job, or this was early on in his career. He said something about his dad. He was like, so my dad had the cushy 9-to-5, no risk security job, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he regretted that job because he didn't try X, Y, and Z, his passion,
yeah.
right?
Yep.
So then he got laid off when Jim Carrey was young. And so he said that stuck with him for a long time, because even when you are in the security job, there's no security.
Yeah.
You know, you can get laid off at any time. And to me personally, it's more secure to have my own business that I control the amount that I work versus to work towards that success, almost versus taking being a part of a company that I'm not making decisions that may or may not function on a high level. And if they don't function on a high level, now I have a risk of losing my job.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
No, absolutely.
And that's like, I, as an entrepreneur, I like the fact that I can control with how hard I work, with the ideas that I have, with, you know, the research that I need to do. I can somewhat control where my business goes and how successful my business is. You know what I mean?
Your hard work directly correlates into how you get paid out.
Exactly.
That's what it really comes down to.
Right.
And, you know, honestly, like, you know, working for the man, you know, working for the man is, it's such a funny term because, like, you know, the best that you can do, even let's say you have a cush job at Wells Fargo, is just to, you know, make sure that you follow in their footsteps. Make sure that you follow into these guidelines. You know, make sure that you don't fuck it up so bad that you lose your job.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, show up at 9 o'clock. Okay, I can show up at 9 o'clock every day. All right, you got to get this amount of work in this many hours. Okay, I can do that. But then if you go above and beyond that, what happens then?
Exactly.
You don't get paid for that. That's the thing, is that you get so screwed over because, like, I hear so many people like, oh, I didn't get my overtime paid this month. It's like, well, why not? You put in the hours.
Right, yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, well, that's just how it works. No, that's not how it works.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, you know, like, I have to explain to a lot of people, and nobody in specific I'll name, but, like, when they ask me to add stuff to certain things or whatever, it's kind of like, hey, you know, these hours are not, like, you know, these aren't free, you know?
Right.
Like, I have to be paid for this stuff. You know, because here's the thing is that this is my livelihood. This is like my career, you know, and, you know, I think most people respect what I do, but there's other people that are kind of like, oh, this, it's still a hobby. No, it's not. This is not a hobby.
Right.
This is what I live and die for. You know, it's to be an entrepreneur. It's to live working 80, 90 hours a week than rather than die working for 40 hours a week for a paycheck. You know, and that's, I can't even express to you how, like, refreshing it is to know that, like, I wake up day to day and I get to work for myself and I don't have to deal with the rat race and everything like that, you know,
because
I get an opportunity to talk about this, you know, quite a bit to people when they, you know, on a one-on-one basis.
Definitely.
And it's like, I see that little gear turning in their mind. They're like, man, it's like, what am I passionate about?
Right.
You know?
They start
to question it a little bit themselves, you know, because they see that, you know, not only me, but you and, like, other people that are entrepreneurs. Like, I mean, we're the kind of people that jump off a cliff without anything and try to build a plane on the way down.
Right.
And hopefully we just don't.
Hell yeah. I like that.
You know
that
what
quote.
I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
I love that quote because it's like, yeah, nope, that's exactly what I did. We just decided we're going to take the leap.
Yep.
You know?
That's
and
awesome.
And when I get you know, honestly, it's like when I have these conversations with people, I see that little gear turning in the back of their mind. They're like, maybe I'll take the leap too. Maybe I'll try, you know, gardening and be a florist or, you know, like, you know, maybe I'll open a gym. Maybe I'll, you know, just whatever it is.
Right.
You know?
What do you, first off, do you think you're successful right now?
You know, the perception of being successful, actually, I was thinking about that on the way here. The perception of success is different for every person. For me, I'm happy, you know? I think for me, being happy, that's successful to me.
Definitely,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, I think people's perception of, like, let's say being successful is like, I have a Mercedes-Benz, I have a house now, or I have this, I have that. You know, some people are material. For me, it's all right here. You know, it's in my mind. You know, like, I am happy, and that's what counts, you know?
Definitely.
I stopped doing all these things for other people, and I started working for myself and started focusing on my well-being. Because that's what's the most important. Because who's the one that's in charge of things? Me. Who's in charge of making sure shit gets done? Me. Who's the one that has to wake up every day, feed my dog, let her out, go do my job, and do whatever it has to do on a day-to-day basis? Me. Okay.
Right.
And I found myself in a very low place, you know, for quite some time before I started this. And I remember that, like, all I want to do is be happy. Money is awesome, but to be happy is so much more important to me. And that's what makes me successful, you know?
Definitely.
Millions of dollars in the bank account, that's cool. That's awesome. But I know a lot of millionaires that are unhappy.
Right. And that's, you know, that we kind of we touched on this in the last episode about, you know, and I kind of answered it for myself. But, you know, I said, I will never think that I'm successful in the quote unquote traditional money type way. Right. Because, because anytime that I, you know, and so I said, basically, I'll take time to reflect and say, okay, I'm in a successful spot or whatever, X, Y, and Z money wise, you know, or material wise. But in that sense, if that's what you think makes you successful, you're in my mind, I'm always going to be pushing for more. Right.
Yep.
We bought a house a couple years ago. We want a bigger house.
Yeah.
You know, we have a couple cars. We want bigger, better cars, you know? And so no matter what success monetary value brings that I'm always going to be wanting more. So
it's very fleeting.
Exactly. You've got to be chasing it.
Yeah, you always want better stuff. Like, right. I mean, I know for me, like, I just bought a $5,000 camera. I want a $10,000 camera
right,
now.
Right, exactly.
You know? It's like, well, if that's my gauge of success, then I'll never be successful.
Exactly.
Because they'll never be good enough.
Which is, I think that that's kind of a good thing as entrepreneurs. I think there's two kind of levels of success, right? So just like you said, mentally happy, we're in a good spot. I'm successful as an entrepreneur because I can feed my family, pay the bills, do what I need to do, and do it on my terms where I'm happy. Like, that's the ultimate success, and I always want to be able to do that. But then you think about financial success, and if I'm going to be financially successful, I need more. Yep. I need more. I need more. And I'm going to always push those goals to continue to. And for me, you know, it's going to be ways to start another company to support the Crave. You know, it's going to be expanding past that and continuing to expand and try to create that monetary value and keep pushing for that. But that's not going to be what makes me think that I'm, you know, I don't know what to even call it. Not monetary successful, but like, life successful, life successful right now. What I mean? And the most important part to me.
You know, and I think that I remember when I was like in my early 20s, I remember like the perception of success and what so many people pushed on me was like, you need to have the house, the car, the white picket fence, and the family, two kids, a dog, and stuff like that. And you can be sitting up on the back patio with a beer, grilling burgers or whatever.
Right.
And I'm like, that's cool. Like, yeah, that sounds awesome. You know, that sounds like, you know, what a successful life sounds like. But, you know, then I started thinking about, I was like, what if I don't want those things? You know, then pretty soon I'm off the beaten path, you know, then pretty soon it's kind of like, okay, what is my perception of success? You know,
right.
I've had lots and lots of money and I've had almost nothing even material wise before, you know? And so like, I really had to like look at myself and really like think, it's like, what's my perception of success? Well, first of all, I had to think about my perception and what other people's perception is going to be different. And I'm not going to let other people's perception of what success is influence my perception of success.
Right.
Okay.
Hell so yeah.
Like the way that I look at money, I see it as a tool. I see it as a tool to be able to help my peers and help my friends, my family be more successful as well.
Right.
You know, like I remember I was in a position that like, oh, I need to borrow like 10, 20, 15, you know, $100 from somebody. Now I'm the position to be giving that money away,
right,
you know, to some people,
yeah,
you know, and I never thought of that. And I thought to myself, man, that makes me feel really good that I can be in that position where I can be like, hey, you know what? You're struggling. Here's $20.
Definitely.
You know, and like, that doesn't seem like much to a lot of people. A lot of people have $20 laying around, but you know, when you had absolutely nothing like I did, when I was dead broke, scrounging for change, just trying to get a $5 hot and ready and couldn't get it. Yeah. $20 is a lot of money. You know, and for me to be able to now just willingly and freely give that to somebody because they're struggling like I did, that to me is success in my mind.
Definitely.
You know, and you know, like going back to like how money is a tool. Yeah, it can buy me, you know, really cool stuff. It can provide me a really like cush lifestyle and stuff. But I still drive an 05 Nissan Altima because it's functional. Because I don't need to have a Mercedes or anything like that. Why do I need to buy that? You know, I don't have to.
Definitely. Yeah.
You know, I'm a lot more function than I am, you know, I guess style than it
sure.
is. You know,
yeah. So and that's, you know, I think there's if those things are your personality and that's a goal of yours, I think that that's an awesome thing, you know, do you. But at the same time, you know, someone that's a little more fiscal, you're going to spend your, you know, you value charity work and you know, helping out other people with some of the money that you have. And that is, you know, that's a huge deal as well. And I think, you know, that's what Amber and I believe in, and that's, you know, that's what we do with the gym, and that's why we have our power partners. Shout out to Junior Achievement that we are working with this season. But that's the biggest thing, is being able to help others and share your wealth, because at the same time, you know, my kind of to go along the same lines as you, my thought of success is having to not worry about money and being able to help others.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
And like Amber
right there.
And Amber's in a unique place where, you know, she was, you know, thinking about what she wanted to do with, you know, with her business, Rodan and Fields, and like, we were making great money and all this kind of stuff, but she really didn't feel, she didn't really feel like the satisfaction buying a purse or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, that was cool. And she likes those items, but she's not, that doesn't like fulfill her. And so like her and I had a long talk about this is like, look, what fulfills us? And that's when we got into like the idea of these power partners and the idea of not only can we use the monetary value that we have, but we can also use the influence and the team that we have at Crave,
yeah,
to make an even bigger impact. And so the cool thing about what we've found is like, as far as helping out others, like you were saying, the fact that we can help others be successful with the mere opportunity, allowing them the opportunity to help, you know, the less fortunate, mm-hmm, or to help in education and all that kind of stuff, to help outside of the gym. That's really where we started getting that kind of mind frame from. And when we asked ourselves that question is what is success and, yeah, what's going to ultimately fulfill, yeah, us?
And, you know, the thing is that some people say it comes with age. Sometimes it comes with, you know, a certain amount of success, and sometimes it comes with money or whatever. But I think just, you know, as the older that I get, it, you know, and being able to recognize, you know, what actually satisfies me and what, you know, what you're saying is like what fulfills that, you know, void, or what fills that void is that, you know, helping others and everything like that. And I love that, you know, there's so many like, it's not just myself that believes in that, you know, and that's what, right, makes me feel good about what I'm doing. Especially 'cause like, you know, videography and photography can be seen as a hobby, but like I can use those skills to benefit others, you know, like, you know, when you approached, right, me, yeah, about doing, you know, the new content for your marketing and stuff like that, that was awesome. I'm so honored to do that because, you know, I've looked up to what you guys have done and what your success is. And,
sure,
you know, and like from the outside perspective, yeah, like, I mean, for me, it's like, yeah, you guys are extremely successful. Like, you got a great facility here. You got a second one open up. You got a great team. And then not only that, but like me, I believe in the product is not just the actual like physical space, but it's the people that is behind it as well, you know.
Definitely.
So the people that work out here, and especially the staff that you have involved with everything, you know, that's what really makes it, and that's what really, you know, draws people in, you know. And so like for me to see that along with like my values, my morals, like it just made sense that like you know, I would obviously, you know, do video work and everything.
Definitely.
Like
I love it,
and
yeah,
collab, you know. But I think that kind of went off my tangent a little bit, or went off.
So let's to get back on kind of topic.
Yeah.
What's next for Situation Films? What's next for Chris Lowe? Like, what do you see? You know, now that you're happy, now that you're successful in that, what's the next step? What do you aspire to do, and what do you aspire to be, and what is kind of that next step of successful, mm-hmm, that when you get there you'll be like, hell yeah, I'm successful again.
Yeah.
You know, I'm
yeah,
even more successful.
Yep,
my absolutely successful lever went from 100 to 110%. Yep. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Man, that is a loaded question too. Just because of the fact that, you know, I think as entrepreneurs we never, for me, I know that there's no direct path to the amount of success that we have. It's like there's all kinds of different avenues that we can pursue. And sometimes, you know, even for me, I had to take a couple steps back and really evaluate what I wanted to do, you know, for the future and stuff like that. But I think for me, if I were to reach the next step, I think, you know, I want to bring a couple people on. I want to, you know, create, you know, a valuable team and an effective team that is going to be able to continue, you know, my work. I actually want to be able to involve myself more in the community as just like as a face of my company rather than the workhorse of my company. You know, I think it's not a way for me to just, you know, stop working as hard, but I want to be able to continue to do more philanthropic work and be able to get out there and be more involved with charities and things like that.
Because, working, you know, almost on your business instead of in your,
yes,
business.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and yeah, that's kind of where I'm stuck at right now. It's like I'm working in the business and everything's going really well. Like, I mean, I can't even complain. I have, you know, workload after workload each day, but like I said, I'm happy to do it. You know, I love what I do. And I think the next step is, you know, get a couple people involved. You know, I know some talented people out there that, you know, are willing to come and, you know, help out. And I want to be able to pay them, you know, a good wage. And I think actually that was one thing I was thinking about. I was like, I want to be able to provide some, at least one person, you know, full time wage that they could live off of.
Definitely.
You know, and I think that's, well, I mean, I guess that's a lot different than how most like business owners look at it. It's like, well, I want the money. And well, I don't care about the money as much as being able to continue to do the work that I do.
Right.
You know, I do want to get bigger. I want to find, you know, maybe a couple investors, you know, which actually there's one in the works right now.
Oh yeah. Awesome.
A potential partnership and investor that will come on board to help along with that. And then I can bring some people along with me. You know,
definitely.
I think what it really boils down to is that I want to see people be successful. The people, you know, like the people that we help, like yourself and, you know, Crave Gym. But also another thing would be, is to, you know, maybe fulfill someone else's dream. You know, like maybe there's someone out there that was like me that, wants to do video or wants to become a videographer, a business owner, stuff like that, and be able to bring them to the next level. You know,
right.
I've had a couple apprentices and stuff like that, but maybe bring someone on and then eventually have them branch off and do their own thing. Like, hey, you know what, Chris, you brought me to this level. You taught me everything, you know, but now it's time for me to fly free, you know,
right?
Like, all
yeah,
right,
yeah.
Fly baby bird,
right.
You know, like I kind of envision that I want to continue to bring people along with me and then potentially have them just split off, go fly free on their own.
That's awesome.
Like, I want to see more people be more successful. That's a really, like, a big dream of mine is being able, like, you know the sharks on a Shark Tank.
Right.
You're like, oh, yeah, I'll give you $100,000 for 15% equity, this and that. I just want to be able to share my knowledge and be able to bring someone along with me and have them become something for themselves as well.
That's just dope. Like, I love, like, for me, like, I take extreme pride in being able to help people and making a living and help people do what they love doing and give them the opportunity to do that in an environment that they want to do it in and be able to provide for themselves and their families. Like that's that, like you just said, that's a huge part of like what drives me and why, you know, why I'm thinking of all these different things to different companies and different things that I can help and have co-owners in. And if, you know, if they have the passion for it and they can put in the work just like we did, that they can really grind it out and provide a really cool living for themselves on their terms, just like we have, you know what I mean? And so that I'm on the same exact page with you and being able, you know, in our coaches, you know, being able to sit in a position where they're making, you know, they're making money to support their lifestyle and what they want to do. And they're doing it in an atmosphere that's, you know, that we've tried to create that's badass atmosphere, you know, like that,
absolutely.
That's an awesome feeling for me that, I mean, you're on the right track. You know, if you can do that for someone like that, it does feel really good to be able to provide that and have that opportunity for other people and see, I mean, like, Rob Bailey just came out with like a TV show or whatever that was on like, I don't know what station or what,
Facebook Watch maybe.
It was like Red something.
Red. Oh, YouTube Red.
They got a new
service.
So he did this episode and he was like, his intro, I saw his intro and his intro was like, hey, I'm Rob Bailey and I got a badass crew of people that I get to hang out with every day. You know what I mean? That's kind of the dream for me is being able to like, look, we get to chill. We get to work hard, play hard, and make the money that makes us happy and pays the bills, all in an atmosphere where everybody's in, you know, everybody gets to hang and you know, do what we love doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so that's a really cool thing to be able to push forward and that kind of stuff.
I've always believed that collaboration and is key to success because I even have a lot of people in my industry that are gunning for me. You know, they're always saying I'm, you know, not saying, but like I've heard, you know, here and there, you know, people are like, oh, I'm better than you. You know, like I could do better than, you know, so-and-so this and that. And I'm like, well, why can't we as a network
why
in this industry,
why can't we be friends?
Exactly.
Right?
Why can't we be friends? It's like, because, you know, collaboration is key to success. And one of the most successful people I've talked to said that to me, you know, and I really thought about that. I was like, if I could just take bits and pieces of all the videographers and photographers that I know, and we were able to collaborate, we could take over a whole country,
right?
You know,
yeah.
And be able to do so many good things. But there's too many people that want to compete, you know?
Right.
There's too many people that want to be haters and stuff like that. And, you know, honestly, that's the reason why it makes that goal of me helping other people and helping someone else be successful so much more real, because there's too many people out there that want to be haters, and then there's too many people out there that want to compete and they want to just be greedy,
right?
You know,
yep.
And so I want to be the example of, I don't know the best way to put it, but I want to be a different example. I want to be a shining example of somebody that actually gives a shit about other people.
That's awesome.
You know
man.
What I mean?
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're about at time, but you know, I appreciate you coming in. Is there anything that you would want to how do you get a hold of you, and what's your social handles here?
Yeah. You can find me on Facebook, Situation Films. So it's SITUASIAN Films. So it's like Situ Asian. I know you can't see me, but I'm Asian, okay? So it's a play on words. IG Situation_Films. You can even find me on my personal page, Chris Lowe. It's only spelled L-O. And also even my IG handle is the_situation01. I think to myself that I'm funny, you know? So every once in a while I post some cool stuff. But other than that, you know, you can follow my work. Actually, fun fact, I haven't spent a dime on marketing in like 3.5 years.
That's awesome.
All I do is just post stuff, and you know, and just the word of mouth and everything like that has been awesome.
Right.
So.
Yeah. And I mean, he has hilarious videos that he's posting on his own stuff, doing collabs with different people and really doing some cool stuff. So go ahead and make sure you check out him on all of his stuff, show him some love, follow him up, and keep up with him. And then, you know, if you need any film work, videography, you know, he's the man to go to.
Stay tuned for some stuff from Crave, because it's gonna look
definitely
nice.
it's gonna be fire.
It's gonna be awesome.
So yeah, we're super excited. We did a shoot with a bunch of athletes here last week, 2 weeks
yeah,
ago,
two weekends ago. Yep.
And it turned out great. So keep an eye out for that, and thanks a lot for coming on, man.
Yeah, thanks guys. Thank you, Tyler, appreciate it.
Hell yeah.